Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got something to say, but they won't say it to my face, and so I think I'm about to become a basket. Weaker than the first from Little Boosie, talk behind my back, they think it's cutesy. That side dudes get slapped and run off scared, and they're hoofy with their tires flat. Oh, I'm fat, but you have AIDS, herpes, syphilis, plus you're gay, sucking on dicks off one inch way. But hey, I guess you gotta get paid. Your girl look like Chris Boy without that grill. How the hell you hit that without that pill? The doctor pulled the dick out, nurse said ill. Ring the alarm like Beyonce knows. Sniff up powder like Beyonce's nose. And see, yeah, higher than Beyonce's clothes. Why keep this load on your Beyonce's nose? Everybody got something to say, but they won't say it to my face, and so I think I'm about to become a basket. Everybody got something to say, but they won't say it to my face, and so I think I'm about to become a basket. Hey, when you say
Beyonce knows worships the devil. She worships the devil. Okay, maybe not. But I thought it was funny. Anyway, welcome to the Enigma Sub Hour. Yes, randomness. Randomness is the key, isn't it? You love it. That's why you're listening right now to me, Enigma, September, my radio show that I do every Sunday at 8 p.m. Because I don't have anything better to do. I'm not in the studio making songs. Anyway, appreciate any and everyone listening to me right now. Today, Sunday, June 6th, 2010. Hey, 2010. Or as Young Cass says, 20 win. Yeah, I think it's corny too. Don't tell him I said that. Because all I do is win. Anyway, thanks for everybody, like I said, listening. I really appreciate it. I'm going to tell you this now, and I'm going to tell you this in the show. So, just be prepared. Thank you again. We got a big show going on. Got a Tallahassee legend that's going to be in the building at 8:30. None other than the homie, Naughty Black, you know what I'm saying, one-fifth of the legendary rap crew, Nappy Head, and if you don't know who the Nappy Heads are, it's the rap group that the guy T-Pain was in. Yeah, simple as that, all right? This guy used to rap with T-Pain. If that doesn't get you excited, then you just suck, really. But anyway, I'm at a boy on the show, you know what I'm saying, at 8:30, so really excited. Not only because it represents my city, but also because my partner and Ron, Raven October, has been hounding me for the past 3 or 4 months to get Naughty Black on the show. So I hope he's happy now that I finally got it done. Plus, I'm back on my streak after not having a guest for 1 week. Back on it. Actually, the month of June is tied up already, if you love that. So, if you want to be on the show, independent, unsigned artists, local artists, get in contact with me now at enigmastep@gmail.com. You might want to do that because, yeah, slots are coming up quick. And, I mean, if you got something special project, you got a show you want people to know about, mixtape, I will make accommodations. I will, you know, get you on the show early. You know, I'll do a special show for you. But you got to let me know. If not, then you're going to be waiting until September. No, I got something in mind I want to do for September, so you better be on your job, fool. But anyway, I like fool. Speaking of fool, wait for that A-team to come out. I've always had a thing for Mr. T. No homo. I was a kid, okay? Yeah, my age. Yeah, I was alive when the first 18 came out. And not until recently I realized I like Mr. T because he reminded me of my dad. My dad was this mean-looking, aggressive black man in the early 80s. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to admit it. Now, the War of Warcraft commercials are corny as hell, Mr. T. You need to stop that. But other than that, you're still my childhood idol. I still love you like a father. Just put it out there. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and then we'll come back and give you the hip-hop. Give you hip-hop and R&B news, and also the What the Hell Moment of the Week. I ain't ready to get into that. I hope you are, too. So, I'm going to go ahead, since, you know, this show is pretty much dedicated to him, since he wanted it so bad. Raven October, if you're even listening, I'm going to play his song. Several cuts. By my partner in crime. It is kind of criminal how we do these things. Partner in rhyme and also my cousin, unfortunately. This is Several Cuts. This is the Enigma Step Hour. Are you not entertained? Wow, you gotta love Blog Talk Radio. Maybe not Blog Talk Radio. Maybe it's not them. Could be my PC. Maybe my PC just sucks, but it took me a while to get back online. On air. But I'm here now. So, welcome back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. That was Several Cuts by my partner in rhyme, Raven October. Play Millia Forever. That's how we doing it. It's why I do it. So, you better know. So, I'm going to get any shout outs, man. You know what I'm saying? Chat room popping. You know what I'm saying? Miss Hollywood. Hot ass Holly, aka Alyssa. I'll put your name out there. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. Also, shouts out to Mother Knows. You know what I'm saying? Came through. Show the brothers some love. Now, yeah. Mother Knows is a radio show that's already on Blog Talk Radio. y'all need to check that show out, because all kinds of stars be on that show. And I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of trying to peep out, see what's going on over there, so I can get a little piece of that. Like, okay, what's going on? What are they doing over here? But definitely much respect for them for following through. And also, shout out to my man, J. Cruz, you know what I mean? For my man, J. Cruz in the chat room. Also, the beat that you're in the background is his beat, something he put together. So, holla at the boy. You can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/JCRUZ_FCP. I hope I said that right. And I hope you've written it down. But definitely follow your boy and holla at him, because you're doing big things, really, really big things. Bigger things than what you're doing. So you're on top of your game. And also, man, shout out, you know what I'm saying, people on Twitter showing me love. My girl Shay Shay, you know what I'm saying, gave me the early retweet. I really appreciate that. And also my girl Miss Maddie, also showing the brother love, you know what I'm saying. Libras are the best. Let y'all know. I haven't forgot. I haven't said in a while, Libras. Libras run this. Please understand. Let it be clear. More clear than the Gulf of Mexico right now. That Libras are the best. See, you know. All these other zodiac signs, they break down like the oil rig out there in the Gulf. If you Libras, we stand strong. And you can't pull anything slick over us. If we bad like that, we bad to the bone. Anyway, let me keep it moving, man. Let me keep it moving, get into the hip-hop and R&B news, because that's what you want, man. That's what you're here for. That's what you want to learn about. What's going on? If you're too lazy to read the blogs, you're too lazy. So I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to stop acting like Chris Rock, who got annoyed by Kobe last game. Yeah, I know the game coming on right now, and I don't really care. All right, you can catch the second half. That's really when it matters. The first two quarters ain't going to matter. So listen to me. And then go listen to the Steph DMC on Blazer 1-2-3 after that. Then find out how the game went down on ESPN. That's how you do it. That's how we're going in. So let's get to the hip-hop news. Also, news that TMZ reported that Chamillionaire, I don't know why, but I say Chamillionaire, a Chamillionaire mansion was foreclosed, but he came back and said that he let it go. Bruh, I'm trying to, and I ain't saying bruh, no plow. Most people, when they don't want a house, they sell it and get their money back. They don't let it go into foreclosure. Like, I don't want this car, so I'm just going to let the bank take it back. Now, I'm going to got to sell the mortgage or something. I'm going to let it go back. Or just pay it in full. I mean, that's knocking at his baller status right there. You still paying for your mortgage? You ain't paid in full? I thought you was paid. No, I thought you was paid. That would have made it worse. He would have been like, yeah, foreclosed. Hey, this is the economy. It would have been straight, but he was trying to act like, you know, I'm still a baller. I just, you know, it's baller movement. Nah, dog. It don't look like baller movement to me. I like Chamillionaire, but I'm just saying. It don't look like baller movement. But speaking of baller movement, shout out to the man Ludacris. His single with Nicki Minaj is going down like... yeah, it's going down. Basement. I like that line. My Chick Bad is going platinum. The single is going platinum. And also, All I Do Is Win, featuring the aforementioned T-Pain, went gold. So, I mean, DJ Khaled is good for something. Can't sell albums, but he can sell singles. Speaking of somebody who can't sell albums, 50 Cent said that Shine, who's even worse than selling albums, the disses that Shine threw at him really doesn't matter. He really doesn't care. Because who's Shine? He's not an American citizen. Doesn't matter. He's kind of right. And also, at the same time, pictures of 50 Cent, his incredible weight loss for a movie he's doing, depicting a football player who suffers with cancer, came on the internet. People was like, oh my gosh! Superhead gave him that package! No, I'm joking. But he did look really, really, really sick. Yeah, he did. It was kind of scary. he looked like Yoda from Star Wars. Get your weight up, bro. No homo. Speaking of people who get their weight up, maybe too much weight, Mr. Teflon Don, Rick Ross, album got pushed back to July 20th, so you gotta wait for that classic. Speaking of classic, happy birthday to Rook of Justice League. You're like, why give him a shout out? Because I've actually met him before, shaking his hand. Screw you guys. I'm not a groupie. But also, Rick Ross is being sued by the other Rick Ross. We didn't mention that last week. Why? Yeah. Great. Okay. Who cares? And also, speaking of who cares, Juvenile is being accused for biting Drake's album cover. I didn't know Drake had an album cover for his album, which is supposed to drop a couple weeks ago and still have it. But, yeah, you go, I think you go to rapradar.com. Shout out to Elliot Wilson, a.k.a. Yellow Nigga. Yeah, they do look kind of similar, except Drake looks more fuzzy. And Juvenile's had, like, more definition. But they're both, like, silhouettes of their face. They're looking up, like, they're looking at the sun or something. So, it's close. But can you blame Juvenile? He hasn't had a hit since. What was that song he did with Soldier Boy? I don't be trying to remember stuff like that. People, Slow Down, Slow Grind, something. Slow Dance. It was 2004. It's been 6 years. I'm just saying. But speaking of the South, keep it in the South. Bit Krit, coming out of Mississippi, was signed to Def Jam this week, which is a good look. And it was kind of funny because I put on Facebook that dude reminded me of, yeah, Pimp C swag, but he has like Bun B's lyricism. And my homeboy Pat, shout out to Pat Enos, hit me up and was like, I don't know yet. I wouldn't compare him to UGK. It sounds similar. I ain't say he was great like them. But then I read an article and somebody said the same thing. And I felt validated. So I just want to put that out there. I'm not the only one who thinks that. All right. And we went from Ricky to founder or godfather of hip-hop, Russell Simmons. Speaking of Def Jam, that's how we do it. Speaking of Def Jam, Russell Simmons was honored by National Arts Club for his work in hip-hop. He got a gold medal for lifetime achievement in music, which is great, except for Russell Simmons never did music. He was just an executive. You couldn't get nominated Kool Herc or African Bambaataa or any other hip hopper who actually did the music, not just an executive. I mean, we're glad you respect hip hop enough to nominate one of our elders, but yeah, get an artist, not someone who facilitated or puts it out and makes money off of it. Wrong person, people. Wrong person. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Like I said, shout out to everybody listening. J. Cruz, Miss Hollywood, Say Shay, a.k.a. One Lovely Libra. I ain't forget about that. Oh, remember she was One Lovely Libra. Y'all remember that? You know? Okay. Anyway, get this beat. I got going to What the Hell Moment of the Week. Duh, E. That's what we here for. What is the what the hell moment of the week? I don't even need a beat. I'm going in. Y'all ready? All right, we ready. What the hell moment of the week goes to none other but the five-star general of one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time, Wu-Tang, the one and only RZA. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned how the new rapper, Norton Sting, he ain't knew it. That fool old, kind of. He's like 33. But Jay Electronica went in on DJ K Slay about comments about the South and about the South hating on Northern music and taking over, not sharing the shine. And also he mentioned RZA in the article that RZA spoke on in the interview he spoke on a few years ago. And RZA was basically saying that the South was dumb and a bunch of country coons who ate watermelon all day and was not intelligent enough to deal with the superior New York rappers. I'm paraphrasing, but basically that's what Jay Electronica said, RZA said. So, someone spoke to RZA and asked him what did he think about Jay Electronica's comments. First he said, I don't know who Jay Electronica is. Y'all know how RZA talk. He talk like he got marbles in his mouth. Kind of like me, but just New York. Like, I don't know what he's saying. But he tried to defend himself and say that he was talking about his family, his intermediate family, who apparently came from the South, and that I guess he felt like his people were dumb country coons. But then he did go into saying that the South is dumber than New York because apparently, this is what he said, we can't go down the street and buy books like the Iris Papers or the Unseen Hand and educate ourselves in other government conspiracy theories, black nationalist books. So the South is just dumb and they can't comprehend what New York rappers say. What the hell? For real? Bruh, RZA, next time you go on your cabinet and you tell your kids to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, please understand that it was a Southern black mind by the name of George Washington Carver who invented peanut butter. And not only that, probably any food that you have in your cabinet, he had something to do with that. It's somebody from the South. Somebody from the South. Y'all been that's somebody from. Excuse me. Who helped get the slaves to even get up north to be so superior educated? Could have been Harriet Tubman. Because she had been from the South. Maybe she was from the South. Perhaps. I don't know. Booker T. Washington, does that ring a bell? Those people, they was early 19th century, late 19th century, right? Maybe perhaps Mr. RZA, a.k.a. Mr. Bobby Digital, you didn't think of one of the greatest African-American minds. No, screw that. One of the greatest American minds ever, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was born in Atlanta, Georgia. Really? The South, we were just so intelligent. We so inferior intelligence that we couldn't produce someone like Dr. King who probably even paved the way for not only you, but any and other minorities in this country, handicapped, women, Latinos, anybody else who isn't a white male, he paved the way before the age of 40. But, oh, no, he wasn't from the South. Was he, RZA? No. No, he was. Yes, he was from the South, right? Just because we talk differently don't mean that we dumb. We got them same books. We got them same books. You can go down to Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Go to Harlem, pick them off the street. Okay, we don't have to go down to the street. We actually got bookstores. All right? We got enough space to build a bookstore. And please understand, the Civil War, why did it go down? Because the North couldn't stop the South because the South had all the money. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, advocate slavery at any cost, ever. But the South had money and the North didn't. That's why Lincoln freed the slaves. Yeah, he gave morale to the Union soldiers. They had morale. So, hey, we actually fighting for something. We fighting to free the slaves. But on the flip side, Lincoln knew that if we took away slaves, that they couldn't possibly continue with the agricultural industry that they had, that the South even had the audacity to think they can run their own nation. Why did the South think they can have they run their own nation? Because they had the power and the money. So please believe, the South is not inferior. All right? We all in this together, bro. We all in this rap thing together. So calm your nerves with the whole the South is inferior crap, because we're not. That's why we're running the game right now. Y'all up here crying about, we ain't getting no play. Whatever. We doing this. The South, fool. Thought we get it in. Yeah, I went into Tyreek. I didn't mean to do that, but I did. We're going to keep it moving. You guys love me. I got love for the North, man. There's a lot of up North cats, you know. I love Biggie. I love Jay. I love Method Man, all them. I love the North, man. So I got to rep my city. So the South still got something to say. And speaking of the South, VH1, if y'all screw up this hip-hop runner, y'all going to be banned. Don't mess with the South. We're going to get into it, man. We're going to get in the Billboard charts. Y'all gotta hold me back. Look at these Billboard charts, man. Hip hop and R&B, the top R&B albums of the week. So if y'all ready? Y'all ready? Okay, we ready. Let's do this. Number one, Usher, The South. Raymond versus Raymond is number one yet again. Number two, Nas and Damian Marley, The North, with Distant Relative. Number three, B.O.B., The Adventures of Bobby Ray, The South. Number four, Black Eyed Peas with D.E.N.D. Number five, Alicia Keys with The Element of Freedom. Number six, Ludacris with Battle of the Sexes. He really from Illinois, but he represents the South. Number seven, the first debut on the charts. She kind of sexy. I like her. Lila Dangs with My Soul. Number eight, she kind of sexy too. Janae Monae with The Arch Android. Long behind title. Number nine, My Baby Mama. Where she from? The South. Erykah Badu with New America Part 2, Return of the Ump. And number 10, another little sexy lady that I like. Sade. She about to be double platinum, ain't she? This lady just killing it. I like Sade forehead. I want to rub it. I don't want to lick it. I want to kiss it. Anyway, get our top R&B hip hop songs of the week. And I can do this because my show. It changed the beat. I don't even know why I got that beat. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I can do that. Wow. I'm sorry, y'all shouldn't have did that. Anyway, we're going to get to the top hip hop and R&B beat songs. Jesus Take the Wheel. Top R&B hip hop songs of the week. Number one, Alicia Keys, Unthinkable, I'm Ready. Yeah, I like the song now. I do. It's stuck in my head all the time. Number two, Drake with Over. Number three, Usher with There Goes My Baby. Number four, the aforementioned My Chick Bad, now platinum. Ludacris featuring Nicki Minaj. Number five, I really like this song too. Lose My Mind, Young Jeezy featuring Plies. Jeezy just know how to make them like you in the club. Yeah, I ain't a thug, but I can act like it with a Jeezy on. He know how to do it. Number six, Drake with Find Your Love. Number seven, Rihanna with Rude Boy. Number eight, Monica, The South with Everything to Me. Number nine, Usher featuring Will.i.am. Hold up. Usher, The South with Oh My God, OMG. And number 10, Trey Songz, Neighbors Know My Name. Trey Songz, where is he from? Virginia, the South. Mr. RZA, Bobby Digital. Taking on my reading. The South is raining. We're going to continue to rain. I'm going to need y'all to understand that. I'm going in. I'm sorry, Alyssa. I know you're from New Jersey, but you don't been down the South long enough to understand that we ain't playing. Like Andre said 14-something years ago, South got something to say. And we here to stay. We tried to warn y'all in New York. I'm still going in. What the hell moment? We tried to warn y'all in New York. We tried to warn y'all. We got something to say. Y'all should have got y'all hustle on. Didn't yet come in and take over. Shouts out to Master P and Romeo, who needs to keep his shirt on. Cash Money, Lil Wayne, you need to keep his shirt on. And everybody else, Luda, T.I., Jeezy, Plies, Gucci. I mean, I ain't a big fan of Gucci, but hey, he from the South. He representing. We be doing it from the South. Now, speaking of the South, anybody who know me, I do the show from Hell's Kitchen, or Hell's Basement, rather. And Hell's Basement is definitely located in South Side of Tallahassee. That's what I represent, South Side of Tallahassee. Magnolia, Meridian, Orange Avenue, you know what I'm saying? And today's guest also represents South Side of Tallahassee, Ridge Road, you know what I'm saying? And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce him to, not the world, because he already out there, but at least introduce him to the Nick Myself Hour family, no other than my man Naughty Black. What's going on, man?
What's up, partner?
Long time, man. Long time. My partner Raven October. You know what I'm saying? He's been trying to get me to get you on the show. Like I said, for about 5 months now. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you listen. He probably ain't, because he don't never listen. But But I'm glad to have you on the show, man. It's been a long time coming. And
thank you, man. Thank you. My pleasure, man.
Now,
what's going on with you, though?
It's hot. I'm in Hell's Basement, and they got the flames going on real strong. So we're going to go ahead and get into it, get this thing over and done with, because got a lot to cover. I mean, you got a long history, not only in Tallahassee hip-hop, but just hip-hop in general. So first, you're going to go into, like, you started with the legendary group, the Nappy Head. Definitely more than just North Tallahassee, Southside, but worldwide. In particular, because of one guy, some young jit from Ridge Road named Faheem. I don't know if anybody know him. We don't know if anybody know who he is. Maybe, perhaps. Go on. T-Pain, maybe people may know who he is. But y'all, you know, blew up on the scene, you know what I'm saying, the early part of last decade or whatnot, with Robbery and FLA. And after that, it just a whirlwind of events, and here we are now. So I just want to go ahead and take it back. We're going to first go into your past, what went down then. We're going to go into your present, and then we're going to introduce the world to your song, and then we're going to go into the future and what you got coming up. So that's how we're going to do it. So we're going to take it back, early 2000. Y'all sitting around, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out what y'all going to do. How did that go down as far as forming the Nappy Head?
Actually, it was me, Faheem, and a dude named Bernardino from Tallahassee. We always did music from the neighborhood. And the rest of the group always came through and did music, but we never thought about forming a super group until we seen Dungeon Family. So one day we got together, everybody was doing music, so we sat down and everybody was like, man, how about we just form a group and just do some music? So it happened like that. Instead of everybody doing their own thing, we formed a team, man. And that's what it was, a big family. So the first two songs we made, believe it or not, was FLA and Robbery. And they took off. And here we are today.
Now, when FLA, and especially Robbery, when that took off, like, what was the feeling, at least with you, I mean, when that got played on the radio, when people started recognizing you in the streets, like, how was that for you?
It was so much love. FLA was a song that me and Payne came up with together, just sitting around one day, and I'm like, what can we represent? Because when people think of Florida, they didn't think of Florida. They thought of Miami. So we was like, no, we need to bring the whole state together as one. So we came up with that concept. I was listening to the Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's where we got the, you know, send the theme from. The da-da-da, da-da-da. You know, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I just brought it back to him. He made the beat, and it took off. We expected to do what it did, though. When we make music, that's what we expect. We don't expect to let our homeboys hit in the neighborhood. We expect for the world to hit.
And that's definitely what happened. Now, after that blew up, y'all hit the road, put everything together, and T-Pain's dad was definitely instrumental in y'all getting out there. Like, what was, because as a matter of fact, to go back even more, he had formed, like, with the Homeboys, the Men thing or whatnot, and y'all was, were you a part of that?
Yeah, I was the captain. I was counting on Boys and Men. So, I was doing music back then, man. And it kind of like, you know, he's seen a lot of leadership. And I thank him for letting us even come to his house, you know, giving us the privilege to even record in his house and, you know, doing things that our fathers weren't doing in the neighborhood for us. Because, you know, our mothers raised us. So he gave us the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so y'all going in, y'all touring, y'all doing y'all thing or whatnot, and then let's say 2004, everything starting to fizzle off. What was the whole feeling at that time? I mean, did y'all decide to go ahead and do solo projects, or were y'all trying to re-up and trying to make the new thing, or what was the feeling around 2005?
We were actually working on the album called NFL. It was a double album. We finished the album. And at that time, we met at A&R, which is the host of the deal right now, Memphis. So he came in, he wanted to sign us, and at the time, he was working with Akon, and Akon was trying to find music, new music, and, you know, he found out that Fahim did beats, and, you know, and we had the group, so, you know, he wanted to sign us. So Fahim actually made some songs for Akon, just some beats, you know, and he made a hook, and that's when Sprung, he made a hook for Sprung. So he went up to Atlanta with Akon, and Akon said he didn't like it, and Payne came back, was crying and everything. So us as a family influenced him to do the song on his own. Add lyrics to it, you already got the hook for it. And that was his breakthrough. That was his blessing in disguise. He didn't know it then, but that's where he took off on. As for the group, the situation kind of dwindled because it took a wrong for the turn. Everybody had their fingers in the pot except for the group. So what we did was just remember, so we can do our rethinking and get more control of our own situation. That's how that happened.
All right, that was interesting because I know with me, you know what I'm saying, just being around and hearing stuff and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, it was, word was when Fahim or T-Pain did start doing, you know, I guess the auto-tune and the singing or whatever, that it didn't really catch on, at least with y'all at first, and y'all was kind of like, well, I don't know. So was it the opposite? So it was actually the opposite. Y'all actually telling him, yo, bro, go ahead and do that and run with it.
Yeah, it was the opposite because a lot of people don't know. They thought he was a rapper, but he didn't rap first. What he's doing now is what he did first before he started rapping with the Nappy Head. But they wouldn't know that because everybody didn't, you know, we was nobody at that time. So they didn't know that. They just thought he came out rapping. When they heard rapper turn singer, they thought, oh, this is what he do. No, that's not what he do. That's why he categorizes R&B, not a rapper. So, you know, everybody backed him. You know, at times you're going to have somebody in the background saying, hey, this going on, to try to get you from not being with your family, man, because they want to play a role that they didn't play in a part of your life. Or they want to take credit and, you know, everything. Like, it's going to be like that, man, no matter what it is. It could be sport. It could be music. It could be whatever.
All right, so now, you know what I'm saying, Fahim becomes T-Pain and everybody and their grandma know him or whatever. And like you said, y'all had started doing y'all own thing, whatever. What had you to keep motivated in the music at that time?
Seeing him on TV. knowing I stayed in the same house with him, knowing I, you know, we were side by side. So I felt like I just tried to motivate the group. Like, if he can do it, we can do it. Or if he can do it, I can do it. You know, because that's the mentality you got to have, man. You can't say, well, okay, he did his thing, and you know, you can't hate on it. You got to say, no, I got to keep pushing too, because I know if he did it, I did it. I was doing the same thing he was doing. So what makes his hustle harder than mine? Nothing. He was just good at what he did. He was there 24 hours at what he did. A lot of people don't understand that he stayed in that studio 24 hours. The studio was in his home. We had other houses. We had to go home and go to work and pay bills. That's all he had. That was his life. So it was natural for him to come out first. Well, you know, can't cry with spilled milk. Then I had my turn, and I took it. I took my opportunity, and I'm here.
Most definitely. Now, also, I ran across, you had a video that you did right around the corner from where I live at, and I don't know if anybody hit an ambulance. I'm looking, I can look up my window and see exactly the spot where you did it at. So how was that, like, doing your own videos, start making your own music or whatnot? Like, has it been easier for you because, you know what I'm saying, you as far as the Nappy Head, the intricate part of the Nappy Head, or has it been kind of like, well, y'all had y'all turn, now it's something else? Like, has it been easy for you to get it out there, or has it been more of an obstacle?
Actually, it's been a blessing, man. First and foremost, it's been a real blessing. It was easy because when I toured with the group and what we did, actually, I just retraced the footsteps of how we made it in, as a group. That's all I did. I went out, but now I'm handling my own situation. I got myself and my manager. So whatever you see out, the music and everything is on the two man team pushing that, man. Believe it or not. That's how strong our hustle is. So, you know, as for the video, we got out. My homeboy T Vision blessed me with the footage. You know, he put that together. We went out, went down to Monroe's. We went out to New Orleans and shot some footage. And, you know, we hit the road, man. It was just a big hustle. Went to Atlanta and shot some footage. So we was out there, man. We was out there deep. I mean, blood, sweat, tears every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second.
Yeah, I felt kind of jealous when I seen the video. I seen everybody I knew but me. I was like, he got sod in there. He got squirrel in there. I know these fools. What was I? Yeah. I'm probably in Atlanta, but, yeah. So, you know, I peeked the video. I was like, all right, you know what I mean? And shout out to the man PL, you know what I'm saying? He got me on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And definitely hooked the thing up. So he definitely grinded hard for you. As far as, like you say, doing stuff around town, like, have you been touring in town recently?
Touring in town?
Yeah, like doing shows in town or even, you know what I'm saying, outside Tallahassee?
I just did Emancipation Day. What was that, two weeks ago? I was the headline on that show. Emancipation Day on the south side of Tallahassee. They say the west side, but it is the south side, I believe that. You know, I just did that show, and we just been going Atlanta back and forth, Orlando, Miami, you know, doing shows, picking up, just promos, you know, not no real big things like that. But that's coming, you know. I got the new single dropping, The Secret Lover, so a lot of stuff is picking up right now, man. It's that time. As a matter of fact, it's my time.
And another thing, too, like, you're like Natty Black, of course, I mean, it's pretty evident. If y'all ain't have people's picture out on the cover, on the front page, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Nick Marcel and see his picture. So calling yourself Naughty Black is pretty evident why. Have you been trying to get away from being associated with the nappy head? Not necessarily being like just dissonant, but being able to identify yourself as your own artist?
I mean, everybody should. I mean, but what I want to do with my music is let everybody know that I'm not just a rapper. I'm a producer. You know what I'm saying? I'm an entertainer. I do everything. You know, just I write, I ghostwrite. I do a lot of things. So what I want to do with my music is when they listen to my music, then they can go back into the Nappy Head album and listen to me and like, wait, actually, he was always the same. We just didn't know it. That's what I want the people to say. You know.
Right.
Because I realize I never changed, but now I'm on my own. The average person will pay more attention to you when you're by yourself than with a group, unless you just do something to really stand out. And then when I was in a group, I played a group role. I felt like I was no better than those cats. You know what I'm saying? We was a knit type family. I know I shouldn't say that. Everybody should say, well, you should feel like you better. You know, but at the same time, I mean, we brothers. I don't feel like I was on a pedestal or higher than them. But now I'm doing my own solo thing. Hey, I'm here. And I just want the world to know that. I want my music to speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rap about nothing I never did. You ain't finna find no YouTube videos about no old stuff I did. No, everything I talk about, I done did. And I'm pretty sure if you know me, you know I did it.
And speaking of, you know what I'm saying, the old group, is there any other dudes in the group that you plan on working on? Like, you know, as far as, like, I knew Nuke back when we was in high school, you know what I'm saying? Old Dog, Doughboy, all of them. Like, have y'all collaborated any songs recently?
Yo, they actually got a mixtape. The group got a mixtape coming out featuring. I got a few songs with them and also Fane on the mixtape. But, you know, I got an album I'm working on called A Beautiful Struggle. They're going to be featured on my album, everybody, from Fane, the whole group. I mean, I'm eating. I got to make sure they eat, too. You know,
right.
I'm not trying to lock them out, you know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can eat, man. It's a big enough bowl for everybody to eat out of one bowl. But, you know, there's some crabs out there, though, but I'm not that crab. But, you know, I love to see my brothers eating. That's what we're going to do. Hey, if it takes one person to do it, if we got to come in the game one by one, that's what we're going to do. But we still didn't have a head.
And speaking of crabs and speaking of, you know, there's people being, excuse my language, niggas. You also got to deal with, you know what I'm saying, rumors, like the aforementioned rumors about, you know, the dislike or like of, you know, pain using autotunes or whatnot. How have you been able to deal with that, like rumors of pain using y'all for just to let, you know, for a show or whatever, or he not doing this or he doing that or whatever? Like, how do you deal with those rumors coming at, you know, coming at you from the street?
First of all, you got to be real to yourself to even deal with the rumors like that, man. And I understand what people were saying about, you know, him coming to town, but it played both ways. He know that. He know when he come to town, he got to have us around him. You know, because everybody going to say, well, where the rest of them at? Why you got these cats with you when you don't have your real family with you when you was pissed poor, when you was broke? Or if you get on the stage to perform a nappy head song and the nappy head's not around, that might play against him. So, you know, you got to use your brain in this situation too. So I think that's what he tried to do. You know, he don't try to offend nobody, but at the same time, you know, once a lot of people get in your ear that never was around that you think they're your friend now, so you kind of lean towards people sometimes. So you need those homeboys around you sometimes to slap you back in position, you know what I'm saying, to let you know you ain't too grown. So
yeah,
that's how I feel about that situation, man.
Because he was the jit of the group, wasn't he? I mean, I was
exactly.
Joking, but he was the youngest, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the youngest, man. So, you know, sometimes you need that, man. So I understand when everybody come with, he don't come in time and holler at the boys and blah, 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 like that. Yeah, you're right, because sometimes he did do that. But I can't speak for that for myself, but I can say he did a few cats like that. But every time he came in time, he called me. I was there. So we still talk today. We exchange numbers and, you know, texts and everything like that. But at the same time, yeah, some of the people are right. But there's a lot of people out there want to take credit for, yeah, he did this. We used to do this together. We used to do this together, not knowing. Man, y'all don't really know that cat. Y'all didn't know that cat until he got on TV. A lot
right.
of people in Tallahassee didn't even know this cat because he was a young dude. So I hear some people say, oh, yeah, man, we was in high school together. We graduated together. The man never even went to high school.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He in middle school, he went to home school. So I hear the rumors in the street and stuff, man. I just, you know, I ignore him because it takes a bigger man to ignore him. So, and that's what I am.
All right, for sure. We're going to go ahead and play this bigger man music, you know what I'm saying, let people know what you're coming with, you know what I'm saying, new track, Secret Lover. So we're going to go into that, and then we're going to come back and say, deal with the past, deal with the present, and we'll go ahead and see what you got in the future. So without further ado, listeners of the Enigma Sep Hour, we're going to give you Secret Lover, man, Naughty Black. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. Are you not entertained?
Two signs. And you know what you are, right? Now you roll.
Secret love of God.
And that's what I like about you. Yeah. Look, ha. She don't even wanna be my main. I hit once or twice, let her do her thing. The wedding and the rice and the diamond rain for my future wife. Ain't gotta explain, I ain't gotta break it down. She already know when I come to the house, plan is fall to the floor. Can't call her a hoe, but I can call on her every time, and I know she's down for the get go. So down in the kitchen, no bitch, and if you come at her wrong, she will let her chick know. She want a relationship, but occasionally wanna take a trip to the islands, we wildin' in private. Come in the public, not too excited. I don't know what it is, but I like it. Little mama peepee, you're my secret lover.
You're my
yeah.
secret lover.
You ain't gotta go, I'll be right back right after the show. And they ain't gotta know, you fine for show. I'm back and I give me a private show. And I don't need no menage, a soothing massage. Kick off your shoes, unloosen your bra. Goose in the cranberry juice at the bar. I'm a paparazzi, baby, you the star. Let's flick it up, you in the magazine. And I'm imagining like I ain't never seen your ass, your face, your shape, your smile, yeah girl, you straight. Meanwhile, I'ma sit like tape. Other words, I'm about to throw dick to your waist. We could chill in the time, any place, and one phone call is all that it takes.
You're my secret lover.
Crowded room, we don't even make eye
eye contact, baby girl, do what you do. When it's time for us to get loose, baby girl, text me or I'ma text you. She all on my Facebook page, commenting on the status of the boy Gerald. Sometimes she call me bruh or cousin, but she ain't my kinfolk, she.
Yes, sir, and we back. It's your boy Nick Myself. Nick Myself, I got my man Naughty Black. Tallahassee's own. You know what I'm saying? I was Secret Lover. You know what I'm saying? Great song, you know what I'm saying? Beat tight, hook on point, lyrics on point. As far as who produced it, who's on the hook, and of course you've written it, but like, what's all the background information with the song?
Man, the beat and the hook was written and produced by Cat Masquerade out of Los Angeles, California, man. So he's an up-and-coming producer and artist, R&B singer. So we just collabed on the track. And, you know, the concept of the song speaks for itself, you know. And that's really how the song came about, man. When I heard the hook, and you couldn't help but say what the hook was saying.
Now, so Miss Johnson is just a song. Now he doesn't need a secret lover. He has you, so don't worry about it. Just letting people know that, you know, you are well taken care of. They ain't got the girls that they have to worry about that. But,
yeah.
Other than that, you got a song. You say you're working on a mixtape right now or an album?
I got two mixtapes coming in the next couple months, man. One is called Indestructible Part 4. And the other one is called Tallahassee Music. And I got an album, should be dropping in late fall, called A Beautiful Struggle. And that's on a record company, Phase One, / Sony. So, you know, I got distribution with Sony. So that's major, man. I got right now on the album, I got T-Pain featured on the album. I got Big Rude from the Dungeon Family doing my intro to the album, you know, spitting that nice poetry, man. I got the Nappy Heads on it. I'm trying to get a few more people, man, locked in, man, like some real hot artists. I'm not going to release the names because, you know, it might give me bad luck right now. But, yeah, so, you know, I can't let everybody know, let every thing out the bag, man. But it's going to be some real good music, man, like some real Southern hip-hop, man. Some real Southern hip-hop. Not that,
Rude cool, man.
That's yeah, man, right, on the real.
Shout out to Big Rube. We got the same birthday. And
oh, okay.
Just to let you know, September Libras are the best. September Libras are the best.
We're just going to say Libras are the best.
Well, yeah, shout out to all the Libras. Yeah, I ain't going to hate, but she, one of my homegirls, she left something on Twitter talking about October Libras. All Libras are great. I love all Libras.
Yeah, I'm an October Libra, man. I'm an October Libra. So.
All right. See, y'all done. I'm not going to get into that. But y'all already see Libras running the game. We ain't got to say nothing. But, I mean, we got about 5 minutes left in the thing. I also want to touch on something, you know what I'm saying? tad bit personal, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you want to get into it. If not, that's cool. But I know, you know, you recently had a loss or whatnot, and I wanted to get into that as far as, I mean, you're still working. And for me, you to continue on, you know what I'm saying, strong. So how has that impacted? Has it impacted your music? How has that impacted the way you've been going about things?
Well, my son's death, it was my son. You know, he died in February 12th. So it was a big blow, man, a real hard big blow. I'm still dealing with it to this day. But a lot of beautiful things came out of that. You know, it brought me and my wife closer. And, you know, as for music, oh, man, it blessed me, man, because, like, I could pull words out of the sky now that I wasn't even trying to mess with. You know what I'm saying? It
right.
made me go back and start reading and, you know what I'm saying, just living life, man, because you never know when is your last breath, you know? Maybe I'll get back tighter with my family and with the group. You know, when he passed the group, we came together. You know, my boys came and they supported me, man. So, you know, like, it was a blessing, man. But, like, after that, it was a big blow, man. It was a real big blow, but I bounced back real hard, man. And I'm pretty sure when this album come out, you know, everybody who's listening and those not listening, y'all gonna be really, really impressed, you know.
Well, it's definitely much respect coming from my side, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we probably only ran into each other a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? But just knowing that, you know, you going through that, whatnot, still doing your music, definitely much respect. I mean, I respect y'all. Y'all part of the reason why probably a whole bunch of people in Tallahassee even started rapping, you know what I mean, and continue to start rapping, you know what I mean? So I always, you know what I'm saying, give respect to you and everybody else that was part of that movement, you know, Nappy Heads movement. And like I said, and I tell everybody this that come on the show, if you need anything, I got you, you know what I mean? But definitely, you know what I'm saying, with you and with the Nappy Heads, y'all paved the way, you know what I'm saying? I went to school with some of y'all, like I said, went to school with Newt, went to school with Old Dog, and y'all paved the way for even me to have the show because, I mean, y'all helped create the scene in Tallahassee. So,
yeah, I appreciate
like
it.
Said,
man. I appreciate it.
I'm always going to push. As soon as the mixtapes come out, as soon as the album come out, definitely going to support. This is, and people should support, people in Tallahassee especially, should support you just as well as y'all went out there when Rapper Turned Singer came out and them other albums, when Pain came back and did anything. Y'all should show that same support, if not even more, because he's still here doing the thing to my man, Nolly Black, because he's still grinding, still doing the thing. Shout out to PL. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all going out hustling, and it's definitely nothing but respect on this side. So
yeah, man. Thank you, man. I like to thank everybody out there, man. And if anybody want to holler at me about features or writing up, just saying hey, man, or sympathy, man, hit me up at Facebook at Nolly Black on Facebook. My name is Nolly Black, also on Twitter. So you know, or you can hit me up at my email address. That's Nolly2Times@gmail.com. That's Nolly2X@gmail.com. And, you know, it's just been a real good blessing, man, for you even to call me and contact me about this interview, man.
Yo, it's no problem, man. It's an honor for you to be on the show. You know what I mean? I'm proud of you. And we just go ahead and do it, man. Do it for Tallahassee. Do it for Southside. Do it for the Libras. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're doing it right now.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, following through with whatever, and I just get you. Later on, pretty soon we run into each other, so I guess you then, man.
Yeah, man, lick me up, man. Whenever you're on the book, man, lick me up.
All right, I'm gonna do that.
So, you know, all right, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is right there. My man, Nolly Black on the Enigma Self out. Like I said, man, y'all go ahead and support the boy. Find him on Twitter, twitter.com/NOTTYBLACK. On Facebook and support him. Like I said, he paved the way for me to do my thing and a whole bunch of other people in Tallahassee, so definitely respect. Now, like I said, whole week of June tied up. We got some new artists. So y'all just pay attention. Follow me on twitter.com/NickMyself, facebook.com/NickMyself, myspace.com/NickMyself. Get at your boy, you know what I'm saying? Let you know who's going to be on the show for the next couple of weeks, next 3 weeks, actually. And if you want to get on the show, holler at me. Let me know. Other than that, keep God first in your life and in everything that you do. Y'all have a good week. Shout out to all the listeners who was out there supporting your boy, retweeting your boy. And let's keep doing this, man. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained? And Rizzo, you better respect the South. Gonna come after your ass.